This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
So, Christmas do
last night.
Yeah, I didn't go.
Yeah, no, but I did.
Oh yeah.
Got pretty tasty. I saw one I liked.
You saw one you liked?
Yeah, I just went for it.
Right.
I was grafting for hours.
Married.
I was grafting for hours. Right. But I got it in the end. Really tough trivia question. It took me hours. But it was worth it. Great night. Good night, wasn't it, Tambit?
It was lovely, yeah.
Great day.
Terrible.
Welcome back to 1 for the Weekend, the best podcast you've never heard of before. Unless you have heard of it.
22,000 people watched the last pod.
Went to the pod. Christmas do. Yeah. All right.
Watched the last pod, didn't they?
They did.
That was good.
And also, actually, the iTunes listeners is slowly going up as well.
Is it?
Nice. Go onto iTunes, search 1 for the Weekend, and you can listen to us anywhere.
Yeah, so nice, if you can't, you ain't got time to watch the entire show. Mm. Then off you go to iTunes.
Why didn't you come to the Christmas do?
I've got a problem with my tooth. My filling fell out. I'm now under painkillers that are given to my dad because he refuses to have a hip operation. His hip's disintegrated.
Right.
And he needs a new one.
Disintegrated?
Yeah, it's just like fucked. He's been linking.
You know why that is, eh?
It's too much pumping. Yeah.
Just what is it? Thanos?
Thanos?
Yeah.
What's Thanos?
This is like one of them. He's 20, right? So he's like, no, he's on an internet meme or something.
Oh, right.
It is a meme, can confirm.
Why you go fast? That's one, isn't it?
Why are you coming fast?
Sorry, whatever. Right, reasons to listen to this fantastic podcast. First of all, we're going to give you some top-notch football chat.
Is that the? Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
Are you fucking blind? Can't see me.
So this is. I saw someone post that after. This is Daniel Levy responding to Pochettino amid the speculation that he could go to Man United.
Which we will be talking about, just so anyone
who... Don't go anywhere!
Don't go anywhere!
Stay right, don't go anywhere! Just go straight into his office.
It's been mad, isn't it? He's like got like hundreds of thousands of Instagram followers.
30?
He did a music video.
30, not only has he got 500,000 Instagram followers now, he's got a Boohoo line,
he's got a clothing line.
Yeah, he's touring across the world.
He's touring?
What's he doing?
Touring
what are people paying for him to see? You mean he's going to nightclubs, isn't he?
Don't go
anywhere.
But he's also, do the line. Say the line.
People are paying to take pictures with him.
Do you know what? Fair enough. Because what was he doing? He's gone from sitting on a dirty London street corner fixing a tyre to stardom. And do you know what? That's what's beautiful about the internet.
He's got 15 minutes, isn't he?
That's what's beautiful about the internet. Not fucking women filling their asses with arse implants and tit jobs and getting a career because they have less talent, but the people are suddenly interested in them because they've got a massive arse.
Men as well doing the same thing.
Yeah, we could give 30 some implants.
That's not what's great about the internet. What's great about this guy suddenly having a career and doesn't have to mend fucking wheels anymore or whatever the fuck he did before.
Mend wheels.
But
that's his job. Right.
He's not the guy who works in media. Yeah, he was mending wheels or something. Right, anyway, this is a football podcast. I'm going to talk about football. We're going to talk about Man United, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, Jose Mourinho, all that stuff. Tanvir, you'll have to contribute as a Man United fan. But before we get into that...
Have we got any more of the players that he doesn't know?
Yeah, we'll be testing Tanvir.
Last week he didn't know Tony Adams.
He was lying.
He didn't know Lucas Radebe.
So we're testing, Tanvir's knowledge. We've got Find a Way. We've got a double footballer's Wangs again.
Oh, wow.
And this is it. We have an update from Bagel Guy.
Amazing. So all the good stuff, you know, wait till the end. But we have to talk about football as well.
Well, some people are getting a bit annoyed at the lack of football chat.
One person.
That's a few.
I mean, there's tons of podcasts you can go and listen to.
You know, that's look. That's
one thing. And you know what's great? They're all free. So you don't, you know, crack on. Go somewhere else.
See you later.
See you later.
Right.
Or do what you did and just say, it's like, forget all the bollocks. And it is bollocks. Mm. Forget all the bollocks. I'll just listen to you talk about football. And then I'll go, which is fine as well. Yeah, he's 2-10.
It's very true.
We've also got a disappointing headline, which is football related.
Good.
So you can breathe a sigh of relief, you miserable.
No, enough.
This podcast is sponsored by One Football.
There you
go. The weekend, sponsored by One Football. Once again, the podcast getting the sponsors.
Yeah, boys!
And the lads and ladies. One Football is an app that you can download right now. I have it on my phone anyway. I think we've chatted about this before, but it is a cracking podcast.
It's really good.
It's a cracking app. You can get the team lineups really quickly. You can get watch videos on here. I was just looking at an article about I have nothing to say, says Mourinho. Mourinho was saying to journalists as he left, he went, just let me walk. Let me walk.
I've got nothing to say. He said it all, didn't he? He's engineered it so that he's got the sack. Now that, you know, what else has he got to say?
Yeah.
I bet there's some stories in there about Pochettino being linked with United job.
There is, yeah. There's something in the Times as well, which we'll dive into.
Do you know what's really
there's
good?
There's so much stuff in it. And yeah, as the big reason why I always like it is that if whatever team that you follow, you can follow their news and you get notifications on that. But you also get, like, lineups is a big thing for me when I'm going to the football.
Yeah,
I want
of course
to be able to get lineups quickly.
Yeah.
And this app does that for me. So if you want to go check out that and support the podcast, there's a link in the description right now. Go and check it out and go download the app.
But
you won't regret it.
You actually won't regret it. You download it, it'll be useful to you as a football fan.
Exactly. Right, let's get into it then, mate. Because I had a look at the fixtures this week. I don't believe it.
What derby is it?
I had a quick look. There's a load of derbies there.
Who'd have thunk it?
Unbelievable. First one, which is so Friday, it's Wolves versus Liverpool, which is the we've won everything but the Premier League derby. If Liverpool win,
well, Wolves haven't done that.
Wolves haven't won the Premier League either, but they've won everything else.
They haven't won the FA Cup or the League Cup.
Yes, they have.
During the Premier League era.
No, because there was football before that.
Did you come up with that?
You're that guy.
Did you come up with that? All right, who did?
People help me on Twitter.
So you'd never name check these people?
No, but they know.
You use.
Well, they want their name to be put out there.
Next week. I just think it slows it down. I think that slows it down a bit. Let's just get the derby out there.
All right. As long as they're happy to give you do the
if
work.
If you're not, let me know. If you're annoyed, let me know, and I'll next week I'll give you a name check.
That doesn't work, that one. So don't give him a name check and probably block him.
I thought it did. If Liverpool win, that means they will be top at Christmas.
Which means
the last four teams to be top at Christmas gone on to win the league.
I remember when Arsenal were top at Christmas, didn't win the league. That was like 3 years ago, so.
Well, it wasn't 3 years ago.
Well, it was.
The last team actually to be top at Christmas and not win it
was Arsenal.
Was Liverpool.
When?
2013-14. So.
Don't know if that's right.
Kind of negated my stat there. Well, it's an Opta stat, Flav.
Is it Opta stat?
Yeah.
They need to up their game.
Well, it's not. What? How do you know it's. Like, I just prove it's wrong.
I got a feeling.
You've got a feeling.
Yeah.
Wow. That says a lot. Moving into Saturday, I was too hungover to think of one between Arsenal and Burnley. Not going well, is it, so far? It gets better, don't worry. Stick with me. So, Arsenal-Burnley, that's not a derby game.
It's not a derby.
It's not a derby game. It's not a derby game. Bournemouth versus Brighton.
That's all we've got.
Look, it's only a derby game if it's a derby game.
I'm hungover.
No, listen, James, you're right. It's only a derby game. This is the thing, is football. And this is what's happened.
Yeah,
it's like, everything needs, there needs to be a narrative into every game. Oh, Red Sunday, Red Monday. Bollocks, you don't need to do it. Mm. All right, it's a good game between two top clubs. Not Arsenal, Burnley, Liverpool and Man United.
That said, a lot of derbies this week.
Oh, yeah, of course. Bournemouth. Well, if there is a derby, it's a derby. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You've got Bournemouth versus Brighton, which is the Pleasant Reputation derby.
Good.
All of these now, look, as I say, I've got a bit of help this week. Thank you. And that's all I can say, because I don't know your names. All right. Chelsea versus Leicester, which is the incredibly unexpected 2015-16 season derby. One won it, one finished 10th. Don't seem impressed by that one. Fine. This one's good, though. Huddersfield versus Southampton, which is the our manager will never escape comparisons to Jurgen Klopp derby.
Very good.
Southampton won their first game, didn't they?
They did against Arsenal.
Beating Arsenal.
What a surprise.
Thoughts on that, Flav?
The thoughts are that they lost.
Let's stay with Southampton here, Flav.
Yeah, I am.
Don't get moved towards Arsenal just
yet. I won't. I'm going to concentrate on Southampton because that doesn't happen enough. Southampton haven't won a game this season at St Mary's.
I think they'd only won one other game in all of 2018.
All I'm saying is that Arsenal have somehow lost to they hadn't picked up a point at St Mary's. They lost every game
this season.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's right. It feels right. So
incredible.
That's just what
and they've lost to
just
Arsenal.
Throwing out stats.
Yeah, yeah. So well done
to. He's read them once.
Well done to Southampton, I'd say. And you know what? They, to be fair to them, it was a different team, and it just showed you how what there was massive problems when Mark Hughes was there. But for him to come in 1 week and get them to press and commit to the ideology that quickly, there might be something good about this manager. And you know, this has been spread around, and this is a stat that's true. But during his tenure at RB Leipzig, only Bayern Munich amassed more points than he did.
Yeah, I told you that stat last week.
Okay, well, then it's
so
two
that
of
is
us.
True. So that, is, that one's fine. Okay. Double down on that one.
Yeah.
Good.
So, you know, look, it's good for Southampton. And I can't wait for when Pochettino does leave for Man United to pluck him from Southampton when the,
really?
When the time comes.
Right, lovely. do you know what's funny as well? It shows how like just one decent performance can change your whole perception of a team.
Definitely staying up.
Yeah, oh, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. They've got too many good players. Before the going on the kickoff, watching Liverpool. Who was it last week? I'm gone blank.
Man United.
Yeah, of course. Jesus. we were watching that game, and everyone was like, "Oh, they'll be Southampton. Will be fine. They've got two goal scorers. They've got Austin and Danny Ings. Great goal scorers.
Shane Long ain't bad.
Shane Long doesn't score goals, does he? But yeah, like just one game where they both score, and all of a sudden they're like they're decent players again.
But it was more than that. It was that press. You saw it where Shane Long. And wasn't who's up top from first? And Danny Ings. They were pressing like men possessed, and you'd think that they wouldn't have the engine to do it. So you need like it was comparable to, and this is quite a niche, but when Jurgen Klopp's first game against Tottenham, where all he had to do was get in the very basic foundations of his ideas, and one of them is that kind of Gergen press, although they've somewhat abandoned that in recent times. But at the time, and they came at us in the first 20 minutes, it was like madness. We couldn't get the ball away from our goal because they were pressing, and they faded. But Southampton didn't fade in this game.
Yeah.
So the fitness is there in order to employ this tactic. He won't have to get them up to speed. And it was against an Arsenal side who love to press as well. So it's the fact that they can match them at their own game and get a result, maybe, you know, in part down to Arsenal not having the defence that they should have.
Yeah, I think that's one thing I was going to say with Arsenal. Is like as good as yes, Flav.
Just a caveat to that.
For those listening, Flav just put his hand up.
Spurs played a left back at centre back. Didn't really hear us complaining about it. Didn't really affect our game at all. Don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a bit more.
I mean, Koscielny had a stinker as well. He just came back as well. Good. But yeah, I think that's a big thing for Arsenal. And look,
maybe he'll never be the same player again.
Koscielny?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. That's not a fact. We don't know that just yet.
I'm just speculating.
Okay. Man City versus Crystal Palace, which is the glad all over derby. I imagine they play that song on both grounds.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's right. That's terrible. That's not a derby either. Dave Cotfire wrote that song and played that song.
You're not letting me off.
No, I'm not letting you off because, you know, that's madness. Dave Cotfire, glad all over. It's a song especially for Palace. It'll be weird if Man City. Imagine if Glad All Over were being played at QPR. Would you be like, oh, what's going on?
Pig bag, innit?
What I would say as well, any Palace fans listening, Dave Cotfire are Spurs fans. Club's a fraud.
I did this one, so I've got to write this one. The Newcastle Fulham game, which is the Michael Jackson, It Matters Because You're Black and White.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we did that one. Thank you.
Did that this morning?
Did that this morning, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. West Ham versus Watford, the end of the alphabet derby. Big on that. And Cardiff versus Man United, which is the Ole Gunnar Solskjaer derby. It has to be, doesn't it?
Of course.
Just mad, isn't it, that he comes back and that's his first game, isn't it?
Well, I've got a bit of a bone to pick with this.
With what? With the whole derby thing?
No, not at all. Okay. You're allowed to move on from that now.
Oh, our last one, Sunday, Everton Spurs. Which is the ever-present in the Premier League but unsuccessful in it derby.
Yeah, fair enough.
A little dip from someone there, but you've taken it.
I mean, that's fair, it's fair. Oh, we haven't won it, have we?
With those games, before we dive into Man United chat, what are you thinking? Any bold predictions there from the fixture this week?
Is that racial appropriation?
Nah, we'll leave it.
What are you thinking?
I mean, it's a bit...
Give us a bold prediction.
It's like doing like an Indian accent because you're around Tumblr.
I mean, you guys do that anyway.
It's a new bit. That's got a bit of a jingle going on there.
Go on.
What are you saying? Have a look at the fixtures and tell me what's going to happen.
Go on.
Can we pause for a second? Because I think this is someone delivering something. Hello?
Don't pause. Keep it running.
I mean,
Hi, are you outside? Great. Let me come outside. I'll grab all the stuff.
Is it still running, yeah? Yeah. Let's keep it going.
We've been running for a while.
Let's keep it going.
Cheers.
You see this? So I'm the one that gets accused of being a lack of professional. Occasionally my phone rings.
People always wonder what's behind here. We don't want to show it.
Well, then why won't you shut the curtain?
He's getting knickers for his missus delivered.
Oops, sorry.
And I've seen them, and they are very pretty. But I can understand why he's so excited. But for him to just abandon the podcast when there's a receptionist in there who can take the...
I can hear him outside accepting.
Can't you? Keep that all in there. Keep it all in, because this is a fucking disgrace. Luckily, you know, it doesn't really matter, does it?
No.
Does not matter at all. We can just sit here like this and they'll keep watching, because what have they got to do? What else have they got to do?
What are you feeling? Fixtures are there.
Yeah.
What?
What do you want me to go for all of them?
No, I just want to pick one out. Give us a prediction that is going to be correct. Maybe something that could be interesting. Maybe we might entertain the listeners or viewers.
Mm. Well, I think Burnley.
Do you? You think Burnley are going to get something at Arsenal?
I don't know, because when Burnley came, I've never seen a team stink out a football match like Burnley did. Like, I fucking hope they go down and never come up.
Really?
Sean Dyche is...
There you go.
Yeah, I'm just getting a beer. Sean Dyche is an absolute... I mean, good manager. Does what he can with a limited resources. Like 70,000 people live in Burnley. But this is the Premier League. And while I'm coming from a position where I don't expect people to bend over for Spurs, obviously not, because it's a competitive game. But he played a flat back five and then a four in front of that five. Yeah. And Barnes played as a number eight, and he was their forward line. And so I'm sitting there thinking, all right, they got to do what they got to do.
Man United did the exact same thing the next day, pretty much.
Well, yeah, and Mourinho's been sacked pretty much for it. That result was the hair that broke the camel's back. But what I'm saying is, they will go down. They will go down, because you can't win. Yeah. You can't stay up forever playing football like this.
Yeah, there's going to be too many hairs on that camel.
Exactly, and there was no ambition at all. And if you're a Burnley fan, it's all well and good going, well done, Sean Dyche. We love you, Sean Dyche. We've made a pub after you, Sean Dyche. Eventually, he's got to adapt and play something a little bit more than what he did. It was embarrassingly bad. And people, on Match of the Day saying, Burnley deserved a point. They did not deserve a point. It would have been an absolute fevery if they'd got anything out of that game. Justice was served. God was looking down and thinking, what is this shithousery?
Yeah.
What are Burnley? I know I've got other stuff to sort out in the world, right? There's kids starving. Yeah. There's kids over here being blown up to death. And there's women in there filling their ass up with collagen, right? I've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
But for a couple of minutes, I'm just going to go down to Wembley and do what's right. And that was allow Spurs to score. And we did in the 91st minute. So for that reason, I think Burnley are going to get a result.
Burnley can get a draw, do you?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's what Flav's... Hey, another week. I think that Cardiff will get something against Man United.
Nice tip on that.
It's a good job.
Yeah, good job.
I think, because I think Cardiff have won their last four home games. They haven't won a single away game this season, but they are a tough team, a tough cookie to break down, especially at home.
Yeah.
And Ole Gunnar Solskjaer going into his first game. You expect the new manager bounce, but it doesn't work like that always.
No, it doesn't.
I just wonder if Cardiff might get something. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Tanvir, what are you saying?
I reckon you're chatting shit.
Okay. Pissing again. Tanvir on the ones and twos this week. Again. Starting to turn a little bit, the comment section. A few people going, I think he's all right. A lot of people still not sure. You act like a teenager. You don't...
Exactly his age.
No, he's 21. You got angry 21. At the street, remember?
Fucking hell. I thought he was like 17.
I'll tell you what though, this guy on a Christmas do showed me a couple of pictures of some females that he's been chatting to.
Oh, you know? Shit.
And I was highly impressed by their...
Well, he's a good looking man.
Aptitude.
I've got to say, like, he's got his hair cut, so he's not catfishing these girls anymore.
Yeah, that's good.
Now he's got a fresh trim.
Can you sign, was it like, I've got this new charity. Can I get all your contact details?
His creepy way of attracting people.
No. You're making this sound weirder than it is.
It was weird.
Let me just say,
so look, there'll be a funny girl, whatever, she'll like loads of my pictures, and then I'll say, look, I work for a charitable organisation, like, would you be up for helping me or whatever? Like, it'll take 2 seconds. She'll be like, yeah, sure, what do I need to do? And then I'll just drop the contact form, and then she'll start pissing herself laughing.
What contact form? Like, so you created a contact form in Photoshop?
The iPhone,
that's fear piss.
The contact sheet thing. And then she'll find it funny, she'll start laughing, and she'll be like, wow, that's creative.
Did you come up with that, or did you nick it off someone else?
Oh, fucking find it on the internet, what do you mean? Half
one in the morning.
How to pick up girls 101 on Twitter.
I'm just sat there creating my contact form on Photoshop.
And how many of the women you're talking to currently will make it past the kind of banter, online banter?
The patter.
What percentage of women you're talking to?
I'd say about 60-70%. Usually there's a few that drop off because, like, I just can't be bothered to keep up conversations and shit.
Yeah. Or if they're a little bit too familiar. Like, you can't keep this player down. You can't lock this player up.
Yeah.
You can't put a chain on the player.
Exactly.
Sure. Last week we tested Tanvir for the first time in a new bit called Testing Tanvir.
Because
the week before that, we found out that Tanvir didn't know who Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink was.
And he doesn't know who Tony Adams was. That's a lie that he knew.
Yeah,
he didn't know who Lucas, and I said his name wrong apparently last week.
Can we go up? Can we see how close we can get to him?
Right, yeah, that was like clearly like massive, these footballers are.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've got one this week from Daz Muchacho.
Right.
Ask Tanvir if he knows who Morten Gamst Pedersen was.
He's up.
So what was it? It was like, can you name the club and the position he played for? That's a true test of footballing knowledge.
He doesn't know.
I mean,
Do you have any idea who he is?
I'm going to go bold here.
Steve Bold. Do you know who Steve Bold is?
Never heard of him.
Right.
Tanvir, have you heard of David Bentley?
No, I never heard of him.
Come on, that's a lie.
David Bentley.
David Bentley. In his eye there.
No, he's not. He's not because we have to test him.
No.
And we say if he says yes, we need to know what position he played in.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you knew them, you'd say, wouldn't you?
Yeah. But we can test him, James. It doesn't matter whether he knows or not. Okay. If he's lying or not.
Let us know. So you want better players now?
Yeah, we need to go up.
How ridiculous is it that Tanvir works in a football media company? How ridiculous can we get it?
Well, he works there because of his incredible skill as an editor and as a designer. Oh. That's what he's here for. Yeah. So footballing knowledge, as I've made abundantly clear, isn't important to work in this industry. Charisma, good looks and sex appeal is more important.
It's far more crucial, yes. Reasons to listen to this podcast. Vibrancy Inc. said, Flav, managing to rhyme. So last week, Flav did this. He achieved this. Flav, managing to rhyme Guillaume Balaguer with Liam Gallagher.
That's not an achievement, is it?
That's incredible.
So what is the correct...
That's why you listen and watch this podcast. Gems like that.
What is the correct way to pronounce his name?
It's Guillaume Balaguer, isn't it?
Ball bag.
Why are you asking Tanvir?
Chris Morris.
Never heard of him.
No, yeah, exactly.
No, I know who he is, yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Chris Morris said, only just found this channel. Class.
Oh, good lad.
And do you know what this I loved? Oh, actually, this podcast is so good that there are rumours that he might go on tour. Created by us. But Jack Cole, in response to that, said this. I'd come.
And that's all we need. We need 25 people, right, to say they'll come. And it'll be free. There'll be no fee involved. I'll arrange the... What? You can't. These are 14-year-old kids. They ain't got any money.
We need a venue. We'll have to do it at like a leisure centre.
Mate, don't worry.
It's like a six-year-old birthday party.
I've got this at live shows. I've got this shit down, right?
Okay.
Right. I've got a venue in place, right?
Okay.
All we need, come end of February, end of Jan. Let's get the bull by the horns, right?
Okay.
End of Jan. Sure? Me, you, live, in front of 25 of our listeners.
25.
Or more, if we can get. If we can get 25.
I'd be blown away if 25 people actually made the effort to go to a venue to watch this live.
We will record it live.
Right.
You don't know the power of persuasion that I have.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I've seen it.
Please.
Seen it firsthand.
I mean, people want to come and watch me live on the ones and twos.
Just give them all the
answers. Yeah, can you imagine that? You can actually tell Samuel what you think of him in person.
Incredible. The other reason why you should listen or watch, and most importantly actually, right now, like this video, is because this is the best comment section on the internet. Here are two reasons why. First one, Will Alan Smith just said this. Is your fellow saying this? In the comment section. All right, lads, just checking in.
Good.
All good with me and my bird. We defo come to a live show. Keep up the good work. Hope everyone has a great week.
Great week. See, this is lovely. See, the internet is full of horrible little people. And he isn't one of them.
No, that's true.
It's just his relationship's great. I'm good. I want to pay some of this good feeling forward. Hope everyone has a great week. What's his name? Adam Smith.
Will Alan Smith.
Alan Smith.
We like you.
Lovely.
Just letting us know. Just checking in. Just going. This look. And me. Love that. All good with me and my bird.
Yeah,
just loved it.
And Zen, you'll come to the live show.
Yeah, that's
so that's
great.
Three people.
That's three people.
We've got three people in there.
Yeah.
If you let us know,
we
if
might
you,
have to put up some new dates because of the demand. That's three now.
We've got three people. Let us know in the comments below if you would come along. If there's 25 of you, and you've got to live in London, so you actually come.
Or near it.
Then we'll put it on.
And Thomas Beer, he says, "Hey lads, just checking in. Great podcast. Tomorrow, I'm proposing to my girlfriend."
Oh. What?
"And we've been dating since I was 16. I've just turned 23 yesterday."
If you haven't done it, if you bottled it, do it for us on the pod, in the live show.
Do it at the live show. "Wish me luck and look forward to the next podcast." And then underneath that, there was a comment going, "Oh, good luck, mate. Let us know how it goes."
Lovely.
Oh, lovely.
This is great.
So Thomas Beer, let us know.
An actual
Hopefully
community.
We can congratulate you. Not in next week's poll, because that's one that we're doing in a second after this one, but in the one after that.
And do you know what else? It makes it easier for us to sell you brands, because we've created a lovely community, and now you're more likely to do what we say. Not everything is as it seems.
Lovely. Okay, let's talk Man United. We've got to do it. Unbelievable scenes. You should have seen Sam from United People's TV yesterday when the news dropped that Jose Mourinho had been sacked. He was just walking around, running into rooms with an erection. It was incredible.
It hasn't. It's not amazing. It's not amazing news.
It's shocking news.
No, it's not shocking.
It was a massive surprise.
Man United, look, since Ferguson left, I'm sorry to break this to you. Man United are a average football club of a big stadium. And okay. That's just the way it is
you
now.
You have said that before.
Yeah. I've said that before, and so
you've
look.
Said everything before.
When Mourinho, we've all said everything. We've been here 3 years. If Mourinho gets sacked, it wasn't a surprise. You know, it couldn't. You know, it was good. He's coming. He wanted this. He got it.
You think he wanted it?
Of course, he wanted it. He wanted the £22 million that he was paid or whatever.
That's
it was.
That's incredible, isn't it? That a guy with his reputation has been so bad at doing his vocation in life, that another company is willing to give him 20 million quid for him just to go away. Just go away.
Employment law, isn't it? It's mad that they don't have a clause in all of these contracts that says, if you do horrendously bad, we can sack you without paying anything. Like, why isn't that clause?
They wouldn't agree to the terms in the first place.
Gross misconduct.
And to be fair, that's just our fault. We gave him a new contract last year and it just...
That's a very good point. That's incredible that he gave... Well, I guess... It looks bad now because obviously he's gone. They've been awful this season. But you see those arguments time and time again about, you know, is Mourinho doing a good job? Is he getting to the place where he wants to be? You know, in January, you could understand why he was given a new contract, because they had won trophies. Pogba was getting better. The defence was good. They ended up finishing second that season. You know, he was moving in the right direction. It's only in like 4 or 5 months from, and Sam was saying it in the video we did yesterday, that Sevilla game felt like a bit of a turning point. Because they were just
what
so...
Sevilla game?
The Sevilla game in the Champions League, they got a really easy draw, really, you know, in comparison to the other teams
they could have got.
And they should have won that game.
And what happened?
They got, and they lost. They went out to Sevilla. But they weren't even... You didn't even give it a go, really, did you? Or you didn't have the tools to give it a go.
There's a wider problem here, and that's with people who run Man United. And if they're giving him a new contract, then why is...
Preach!
Where is the plan in order to back him? Like, you give him a new contract, and then you won't sign more players for him. What are you playing at? Like, because he previously said, I need centre-backs.
Yeah.
And I get that he spent shitloads on centre-backs already. But you knew that he'd spent shitloads on centre-backs when you gave him a new contract. So why then, when the transfer window comes... Do you not back the man? So what's going on? Right, Mourinho had a problem. He wasn't managing the club properly. He wasn't getting results. He couldn't get Pogba to play a tune. Those are all massive problems.
Mm.
But what's happening with the people that are running the club that would allow this situation to manifest in the way that it has? The contract offer was the biggest mistake they did. And whoever...
Do you think?
Yeah.
Is it because the other side of that is going... Yeah, I guess in hindsight...
It's just cost them £22 million.
I get that, but there's
whoever's responsible for
the situation
that
they're
needs to be
in
removed from the football club.
But I agree that Ed Woodward hasn't succeeded.
like in the way that he's run that. He got that job. That wasn't a job that he should have got really in the first place.
Well, yeah. It depends how you're looking at what they're
if what it's are about creating a football club.
Well, one of the aims is to increase revenue, which he's done incredibly well at. So I would say now it's
got to a point where it's him focusing on business purely rather than the club.
What they should allow him to do that, because he's clearly good at it, and then bring in someone like a director of football. Will he give up that power?
And it sounds like that's what they're going to look to do now.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons why Pochettino won't end up going there. Mm. Because he has all of the power. He's a football manager, not head coach. And he has all of the power at Tottenham at the moment. We've given him everything. Why is he going to give up that and then take a lesser role at a club that he doesn't know what he's working into?
Is it a lesser role?
As head coach, it's a lesser role than manager, yeah.
Okay. Well, look, with that in mind, I found this article written by Simon Stone on BBC Sport. I just found it quite funny that this journalist, I'm sure he's a very good journalist, but he's identified what United's wish list is for, so they need someone.
That's pretty weird.
What?
This is your mate Charlie ringing me.
My mate Charlie?
Yeah, I asked a favour of him. Yeah.
Well, then it's not that weird, is it, if you've asked a favour of him?
Well, I'm sitting... Okay. Sorry, I've interrupted your flow there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you did.
But that's the beauty of the podcast. Professionally unprofessional.
It is. Certainly from your end. United's wish list is... I just found this, like, really obvious. Name me a football club that wouldn't want this. Like, wish list. So they need a manager. These are the things that this club, just Man United, needs this.
Yeah.
No other club needs this. Specifically Man United. He's gone and he's looked at it. Oh, look at the whole pie. This is what they need.
This is the manager they need.
They need someone who can get the most out of United's big money signings and create an identifiable style.
Right.
Oh, okay.
They need to be able to develop young players.
Okay.
They need to understand the philosophy, culture, and core values of the club, including its attacking traditions. Okay, I'll keep.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The attacking traditions, but the rest of it. Create a positive environment with players and staff. any names springing to mind? Very niche. Huh. And work within a new structure, including reporting to a technical director of football. Which, again, okay, I'll give you that. But create a positive environment with players and staff. That's just a dig at Mourinho, isn't it, really?
Yeah. So it's like when that's like a 16-year-old boy talking about what he wants his manager to be. It's like when you're going dating when you're a kid. Mm. And you think of your dream woman, you think, well, I want her to have long brown hair. Mm. And I want her to have a really beautiful bum.
Arse implant.
Yeah, not an arse implant. No. And I want her to have a great, amazing figure. And I want her to be lovely. And I want her to have lots of money.
Yes.
And I want her to ask me nothing. Mm. And I want, if I'm playing computer at 8 o'clock in the morning, I want her to leave me alone. And, I want her to do all the cleaning.
Yeah.
It's a pathetic article. It's stupid, a waste of everyone's time.
Yeah, I just thought I found it hilarious. And people go, well, we want all the big money signings and them to play brilliantly well, and we want to bring in the young players as well.
Yeah.
Which is like harder than it looks.
Who wrote that?
Simon Stone. He then goes into some options. Now, the thing that I always find with any football club when they lose a manager or sack a manager,
yep.
Certainly it's happened with QPR, is they go,
okay, you were like this, let's go the opposite. Let's find the other direction of this. And that's what they've done with this, with the interim manager of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, because they've gone from Jose Mourinho, who had the experience, but I think he was fatigued, he was knackered, he was dour, he was miserable, mm-hmm. and he played negative football. So they've made that big move towards Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, who's like, you know,
the mould manager.
He's cute, isn't he? He's cute. He's cute, he's got a lovely smile, and he just wants them to go play and shoot and score goals. But is that enough?
No, I think what they've purposefully chosen someone who won't be able to do too good, but will placate the Man United support because he's a legend.
Right.
So they don't want him to do too well, so they have to give him the job at the end.
Well, it's a lone move, isn't it?
From Mould. That's fucking... Is it Mould or Moulder? Whatever it is. He has a job, and they've very kindly let Man United loan him.
It's so strange, isn't it?
Off season, and then 2 months of the new season.
Yeah.
So, what's that about? Like, what? I mean, is there no competition rules in football anymore? Is it just a loan like a player?
It's weird. They kind of, it's almost like they're like a sort of giddy about it. They're like, oh yeah, go on then. Because it seems like everyone's coming. Every Norwegian that you can think of is coming out and going, oh wow, what an amazing little moment this is for our tiny little country. There's that kind of weird feeling about it.
Show a bit more ambition.
Is he up to the task, Tanvir? You're a Man United fan.
So he'll know how to get the best out of the players, and like especially the attacking players.
What does that mean?
So because he knows what Man United is about, like the style. He knows, especially I've seen like some of his shooting drills and like some of the training sessions he's had. They've been looking good, and especially with Lukaku, hopefully he can help him with his fucking shit touch, and. Try and get us playing in a more attacking way.
I think that's it, isn't it? He's gonna go
and play.
He'll get free reign, won't he? He'll go, go on, guys, just enjoy it. Which is like I say, that's the opposite of what Jose Mourinho.
It's about motivation. If he can go in there and like, it's, you know, that new manager bounce. Often the breath of fresh air of getting the old manager, you know, because Pogba's gonna walk straight into that team. Lukaku's gonna feel the pressure off him somewhat. And if he just goes into that dressing room and says, "Look, you're all great footballers, you are. Let's just go and entertain the crowd. You can't really lose." The problem is their defence is still a massive issue, and just going out there and playing isn't going to solve that problem. So I still think there'll be some terrible results for Man United this season.
Do you think? Well, I think, you're right. There's little pressure on him. He's got nothing to lose.
Like when
he has to take that job.
PSG turns up. I mean, that's
a real test.
There'll be kids crying in the stand.
Do you think? What are you going to get done big time?
Pumped.
Really?
Ooze, want and pumped.
Will they?
Ooze, want and pumped.
So, in the same article, top of the list, Mauricio Pochettino. He has to be top of the list. Yeah. I have a funny feeling he's going to take that job in the summer.
I feel like he'll take it in the summer as well.
And I was chatting with Boltwood about it yesterday, the Christmas dinner, and we were just like... he was like, there's no way. There's no way. Yeah. Yeah, Maltesers. And... he was saying there's no way Pochettino would ever go because he's going to have 1 year. He wants a year in the new stadium and he wants to cement his legacy.
Right.
Now, what is, for his career, if he's being selfish, Man United is a, that Man United job, either right now or in the summer, is a cracking job for him to take.
Yeah, I agree. And for most managers, that would be a cracking job and a step up from Tottenham. And you can't deny that if you're being sensible for a second. The problem is The problem for Man United is they've got two issues. They've already spent £18 million, between £18 and £22 million, on getting rid of Mourinho. Pochettino still has a long contract at Spurs, a 3-year extension. It would cost them between £30 and £40 million to get him out of that contract. He's on huge money at Tottenham, all right?
So essentially it's £50 million, isn't it?
£50 million and then the wages that he's going to pay. Yeah. So you're looking at £70 million, maybe?
He's worth that though, isn't he?
Yeah, it depends how you look at it. He is worth it, but then that £70 million they can't spend on players. So it's not, there is financial fair play. It is working. Man, you know, you've seen AC Milan being... the threat of them being binned, and they've lost £12 million of European money this year.
Well, no,
they don't get away with it. They're compliant at the moment.
They're not compliant.
Well, whatever. The point
allegedly.
Is, they'll get done if they're not compliant. So, So there's that issue. So there's a money issue. There's also, he's published a book and got on record several times about loyalty and how important it is to be loyal to each other, and you've built something together
and you
see it through to the end. That is one of his key components of the character that he's built. Mm. He's like talking about loyalty.
Did he write that when he's at Southampton?
No.
Because he just left Southampton.
Well, what was he going to do with Southampton?
Huh?
What was he going to do with Southampton?
Be loyal.
Well, what was he going to do at Spurs? You could ask.
There's no loyalty in football, Flav.
Finish above.
Yeah. Open your eyes.
What, is that
look.
What you've got?
So what I'm saying. Nah.
Just finishing above.
What, just because you've interrupted doesn't mean I'm ended.
Well, no. You're saying all you've got is
Piers Morgan.
Concentrate
on the buttons.
Finish above United.
Man United is also, like I said, he's going to take a lesser role at United than he has at Tottenham. Additionally, he spent the last 2 years convincing players that could have easily left Spurs to sign because of this principle. And on top of that, he's gone on record as saying there's three clubs he would love to manage.
Man United?
No. Oh. PSG, Real Madrid and Newell's Old Boys.
And whoever's paying the most.
So Real Madrid would have indefinitely paid him much more. And he came out and said, look, I'm not joining this. He knows how good a manager he is. Everybody knows how good his manager is. He doesn't have to take this. He doesn't have to abandon the project because Man United have batted their eyelids, because Real Madrid have batted their eyelids twice and he turned them down twice. So I think for Man United, Pochettino is the most problematic of all of the solutions.
What's the analogy you used earlier? It's all Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, yeah. So there's like Man United. Like from my perspective, like I've got. I don't want to say this. I don't want to say it because I'm not going to say it.
It must be bad if you don't want to say it.
Tanvir's like you've got.
Oh yeah.
So you're looking at what you've got in your life, right? No, you're looking at two options, right? You got Scarlett Johansson right there, and then here you've got the fit bird from the pub. You're never going to get Scarlett Johansson, and you know you're going to end up with the fit bird from the pub. So Zidane is the one who's going to go in if he's still without a job.
Do you know what it's a bit of a shame with the old Man United legends, because there's so many ex-Man United players that have gone on to be manager, and they've got turned to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, which is quite, of the ex-Man United players, that's quite a good one for them to choose. Like he's got his, yes, he failed at Cardiff, but generally, he's seen as like, you know, a decent bloke, not a washed up manager. But it could have been hilarious, couldn't it? It could have been Mark Hughes and Steve Bruce.
That would have been great.
Oh, Clayton Blackmore gets the job. Robbie Savage turns his hand to it. Robbie Savage is saying that it's an absolute disgrace that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's got the job. It's a shambles that a club the size of Man United are hiring a manager from FC Moulding.
I can understand he's. I can understand where you're coming from, but sometimes you need time to plan accordingly. And
should have given it to Gordon Strachan.
Any manager who understands football in the way that these people do, including Solskjaer, who has his coaching badges and knows how to coach a side, would probably be able to see some sort of improvement, because the toxic atmosphere isn't existent anymore.
Plus, he's been the reserve team manager at Man United before.
Yes.
He's learnt from Fergie before, and he coached Pogba, who is the player, when he was asked who he's going to build the team around, he said, I'm going to build the team straight around Pogba.
Wow.
So if there's someone who's going to get the best out of that team, I reckon it's probably...
And you know, I'm a big believer in energy. Positive energy. Emitting positive energy.
Sure.
And all of the negativity around Man United for the meantime has been removed. So I think you'll see an upturn in form from...
Final question. Quick answer as we move forward. Who is a better manager? Jose Mourinho or Ole Gunnar Solskjaer?
You can't really compare both of them, can you?
If they both, in like 2 years' time, they're both going for a job, who would you give it to?
Well, it depends. If you want instant trophies or whatever, you go for Mourinho. But if you want someone to build a longer plan,
if you want trophies in 10 years.
Everybody chooses Mourinho. That's madness. Don't try.
Yeah. It's funny that, though, isn't it? But like, I don't disagree with the fact of sacking him, and I don't disagree with the fact that there should be an upturn in Solskjaer coming in. But I still think Mourinho's probably a better manager than Solskjaer. It's weird, isn't it? Just saying, it's a funny old game.
Yeah.
Nope. Okay. Big Sam also in the hunt for that job. So we'll see.
Lime, sea salt and bit.
Wrong sponsorship, mate. Footballers Wang time!
I can't wait for this. I love Footballers Wangs.
Footballers Wangs can happen to you.
One more thing on the Footballers Wangs thing. Why didn't Man United just... You know, like in politics, you create a slur, don't you, against a player, but against your opposition. Why didn't they make up some shit about Mourinho has shown his wang to cleaners.
To the cleaners?
To the cleaners.
Just like, woo! Flashing. Mm. Why don't they do that? That would be more fun. We've got to sack him. He's a fucking sex pest.
Yeah, I don't think that's allowed.
Yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to make
Not if you have
like
facts.
Right.
If you know, you've seen that deep web. You've seen the deep fake deep fakes.
Sorry?
So
basically, oh, yeah, was this the Dele Alli thing?
Yeah, so
it's like, that you just trying to find an out for Dele Alli?
Oh, I don't care if he's having sex with women. I'm sure he is. You know, good luck to him.
I'm sure he is.
Or men.
I did find that video really weird.
It's weird,
he
really
was,
weird.
He was perfectly shaved all over his body. And
he's
then put, he
yeah,
like
he's
really
completely bald, and he was just like putting a semi-flaccid penis in a girl's mouth and laughing with his mates. But what is it with footballers? And like,
but was it him?
Because like sex is like it can be funny and it's nice if you can if you're having sex and you and something happens and you laugh at your other half, that's fine. But I would never want to be in a room ever. Want to be in a room with my mates with a semi flaccid penis in a girl's mouth and laughing about it with my mates. There's nothing sexy about that.
Banter.
I think I can get on board with that. Yes, it's vulgar. It's cheap and it's.
It's a bit disrespectful to the lady as well, I think.
And it's not.
But what's funny about it? What's funny about me standing here with a semi-lob on and my mates and I'm naked and I'm standing like that going, you're filming this, are you? You don't put it on the internet.
It
wasn't funny when I said that.
Nah, it's vulgar, Rob. Footballers wang scam.
Didn't happen to you. Look at James.
I saw tells. Occasionally it happens. But you know you gotta let us know in the comments. Orange ape.
What did he say?
Hashtag footballers wangs.
Good.
The year was 2007. And I was living in Milton Keynes. Yeah. I was meeting some friends at Costa. When I arrived, I was bursting for a piss, so I went straight to the toilets. As I opened the door, one of the two blokes who was standing at the urinals turned his head to look in my direction. I politely nodded, and he turned back again as I thought to myself, I definitely recognise this bloke from somewhere. Anyway, there were three urinals, and the two guys were clearly observers of the pissing in public rule book and had taken one at each end,
yeah,
which left me with the dreaded middle spot. The guy who had recognised...
You get the fumes from their piss, from both
you?
Pists, don't you?
Or sometimes, like, at the football, don't you head out when you, like, you get the backsplash from someone else's way? Oh. Horrible.
I've never read that.
Yeah, I've never read that either.
Happens at QPR.
I feel like you're a bit too close to them, maybe.
Oh well,
yeah, from what I caught from the piece, and that's the thing, I was just going, so you will get a bit of backsplash.
Who was in there then?
I don't know.
No, who's in the story?
All right, yeah, well, yeah,
getting he's getting
on.
To it.
I'm getting to that. Where are we? So he took the dreaded middle spot. The guy who I had recognised, who was now standing to my left, was probably around 6'3", and had a healthy sized piece. The bloke to my right, now, I only had a quick glance, but I'm pretty sure he had a panther tail between his legs.
Oh, God.
After I'd composed myself...
Could you imagine if you just,
I'm
like...
I'm doing composed. Yeah. Just faint backwards, straight line. After I'd composed myself, I left the toilet and went to sit with the people I was meeting. As I was walking to our seats, I walked past two blokes who I immediately recognised as Keith Andrews and Jamie Smith, who were playing for MK Dons at the time. They were sitting at a table with the two dudes from the toilets with the heavy artillery, who was now dawning on me, were lower league journeyman striker Clive Platt and left winger Lloyd Dyer.
All right.
Honestly, lads, I have no idea how Lloyd Dyer is able to play football without his mammoth member constantly falling out of the bottom of his shorts. Also, the other thing with footballers' wangs, what I would like for future footballers' wangs, could you just tell me the month, the year? Because sometimes it's when it's colder or warmer, that can affect the...
Yeah, it's like when you've gone down the gym. It's always bigger when you're finished.
Is it?
What?
Yeah.
It's bigger when you're finished. It's because you're warm.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that
you... What kind of kettlebell exercise have you been doing?
Yeah. It's...
Okay.
It's like it's when it's cold, it's shriveled and balls have gone up and you have to protect themselves.
They do, don't they? Yeah.
But when you've been down the gym, you're just like... I think it's easy, isn't it? And your cock's flopping around.
It's good to go.
Slapping against the side of your thighs.
Speaking of hashtags, hashtag find a way. Isaac, got two this week.
What is it? What's find a way?
Find a way is when you found a way to watch the football.
When you had an obstacle with me.
Yeah, there's been an obstacle in your way. So Isaac is the first find a way this week. And I like this one a lot. Actually, I want to do the other one first. Eliza Hernandez is first. Checking in, watching from Mexico.
Because I asked last week, where are people watching from?
Oh, yeah.
AC Milan, Liverpool fan.
What if we did a live show in Mexico? Would you come?
Would you pay for it? during the summer of 2014, I was a researcher.
Imagine he's minted. And he goes, yeah, all right, get on a plane, which is him and us.
Well, Eliza's a girl.
Even better.
I was a research assistant at my uni. One of my activities was to look at the social service students. Can I say that five times? Brackets got no pay. No, she's not rich. I really wanted to watch the World Cup, so when the matches were on, I would tell the students on my watch to either go get their lunches or come with me, brackets taking their laptops, to the bars across the street from the uni to watch the matches so we could work and watch. That's a simple one. This one, I really like.
That was good though. Big props to that.
Don't let education get in the way of the football.
I mean, education bollocks anyway. The life in the streets will teach you much more than that.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Didn't get a single GCSE.
Me too. Do you not?
No.
What?
Not one.
Really?
No, of course I did. What the fuck?
Well, it doesn't surprise me, actually. I don't know what I'm saying, really. I was thinking, yeah, he is a bit like... Any? No, you're not.
Isaac, what? This is good.
Dumb.
Hashtag find a way. During the championship, supporting Newcastle, a midweek kickoff meant I had to take normal clothes in my school bag, but they were too heavy to carry all day. I didn't have enough room, and so I hid a JD bag with my jeans, hoodie, and that in a bush in someone's front garden, then got changed sneakily behind the train station, and I left my uniform in there in the JD bag and picked it up after the game. All was untouched and put in the wash.
Great. That's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one.
Okay. Disappointing headlines time. Football related this time. This is a shame, really. Do you remember Jesse Rodriguez?
No. He's Stoke. Yeah, he just didn't try.
No, he just didn't try. So here's the headline.
What's he doing now?
He's back at PSG. PSG winger Jesse Rodriguez spent $5K to eliminate ex-girlfriend from Big Brother. So Paris Saint-Germain forward Jesse Rodriguez spent $5K in text messages to have his former girlfriend eliminated from a Spanish reality TV show. It was great. Jesse, who spent last season at Stoke, split up with his ex-girlfriend, Aura Ruiz, earlier last year. The couple went through a very public breakup, culminated in Ruiz taking Jesse to court, where she accused him of neglecting his duties as a father. Ruiz launched a scathing attack on Jesse, claiming he failed her and her son in the worst moments of their lives. Also, had to go at his lifestyle and stuff like that. So, to take revenge from that, in the Spanish Big Brother, this girl, this model, appeared on it. And loads of media outlets have suggested that he spent $5,000 on texting votes to make sure that she got voted off first. And she did. She got voted off first.
That's pretty jokes.
How petty is that?
Yeah, the guy's a joke.
What a knob end. So yeah, disappointing headline.
Poor girl. But you know,
she should be going to Big Brother.
Swings and roundabouts, isn't it?
Exactly. We finish off the podcast this week with some Flames advice. Now, you remember at the start of the podcast,
I did to this.
Tell you that we finally got a response.
Is it
from
the end,
Bagel Guy? And it will be the conclusion of the story.
Oh, yes, my guy.
First off, Big Keith, you remember last week, things have been a bit off with my girlfriend a year and a half recently. We both recently started working alongside him, but he's got the holiday in the summer, do you remember? Mm. So he spent £600 on his missus already. Oh, sorry, just to anyone who's new, my name's James, this is Flav. Together we are Flames, and we offer advice to people at the end of the podcast because, as I said, this is a family, not literally.
Yeah.
Just sort of, you know, in the way that people say it. So yeah, he was saying that he's 18, but he spent £600 on the holiday. And yeah, it's not really clicking anymore.
It's on the rocks somewhat, and he's got his holiday, and he really wants, you know, if his missus is not going, he's got to take someone.
Yeah.
Should he stay? Should he go?
Exactly.
If I stay, there will be trouble. If I go, there will be double. So come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Hi lads, says Big Keith. It's Keith, just checking in. Cheers for the advice last week, and let's be honest. At 18, nobody plans to be with someone forever. You did say that.
I did say that.
Though saying that, she's genuinely the nicest person on the planet, besides Harry Redknapp.
Yeah, but nice doesn't get you through
the
midsection of that relationship where you want to go on the night out, do you know what I mean?
So when the day comes that things go down shit creek, I know it'll be a bad one. To make the situation worse, we are in the same friendship group and I work with her older brother, meaning I would be sacrificing more than just a relationship. Recently, I've been putting more effort in
and things are on the up.
But it yes.
But it doesn't change the fact
right.
that the relationship is weak. That was his update. It's not really a conclusion there, so we'll see how that
works. Also, a little bit depressing. Mm. Keep putting the work in, though, chap.
Yeah, I like that.
And you can also always get a friend.
Right, and here we go. Bagel guy. Didn't update last week. We were all upset about that. It's been a whole roller coaster, isn't it? The whole thing's been incredible. If you don't know the bagel guy, Schmier story with the girl, bagel girl, who works at the bagel shop, obviously.
Yeah. He fancies her desperately. He thinks there's something on because she puts more Schmier on his bagel yeah. than his
go,
friend.
And go back to previous, go to the end of the last
Well, just to update him, just to update him. It's gone to a point now where we said, go and talk to him. And go and talk to her. He talked to her. He asked her out, said, can I buy you a coffee? And she laughed it off saying, I work in a bagel shop. The coffee's free. And then he was like, oh, fuck. Yeah. What do I say now? So or now we're in a position where we said to him, you've got to go and talk to her again. And how does he do that? And we gave him some advice. And now this is the final update.
This is the final. And we have a conclusion.
Yes.
So this is the thing. I don't. You know all this. Me and Tamber are sitting there with bated breath.
Because it was only 11 hours ago he updated. Oh, so it's a late update.
This is fresh. So whatever he's feeling right now.
Hot off the bagel stand, this one. Yeah. So hashtag flames, hashtag bagel guy, hashtag update 3.
Nice.
Yeah, good.
Right. I didn't go to the bagel place as often as I was going. Brackets, partly because I felt weird.
Yeah.
The previous encounter. Mm. But I did run into her in a departmental store a few shops down from the bagel store when I was picking up some chips and soda. She had apparently just finished her shift.
Yes.
We got to talking.
It's at the start of a porno.
Yeah.
Good porno, though, not the ones they just go in and fuck.
Yeah.
Good story.
Yeah, there needs to be some story. Let's set the scene a little bit.
Yeah. There's not enough heart in porn.
That is, like, if you want to watch porn, have a bit of self-respect and watch one with a storyline.
I enjoy the storyline.
Yeah.
And if you're watching porn as well, don't just skip along. They've worked hard on that.
Yeah.
Content. Content creators, watch the whole thing.
And it means more. When they finally rally each other.
Yeah, and because I'm the one shooting videos, I quite admire how they've got all the different cameras set up and how they've got it all produced.
But, but it does question how much stopping and starting there must be. Flav's got another phone call, not now.
The ones I tend to watch are ones with just a handheld camera, just going around all the crevices and that.
Oh my God. let's get this update. Go
yeah,
let's
go on. Sorry, sorry, bagel guy.
Tap again. Anyway, right, we got to talking. We talked for about half an hour or so.
What?
Yes, we talked about our hobbies.
Oh, shit.
Cuisines we like.
What?
Etc.
Quizzings.
He was giving her a football trivia.
He's talking bagels. He's talking about all kinds of bagels.
Quizzings?
No, cuisines.
So he met her in the department store and they spoke for half an hour. Oh, shit, son.
I even asked her.
If you don't close this, I'm not interested in
it. Even asked her if she is seeing anyone and she's not. I then asked her if she wanted to grab a quick bite with me as I was hungry.
And he didn't say coffee. He said quick bite. Good. Learning.
Good. Learning. Learning from the master. We walked to this donut shop not far from the bagel shop. It was going so well. I'm not a spontaneous, funny sort of guy, but I even made a joke about how donuts are just a sequel to bagels. Compared this to the movies.
Good. Did she laugh? Or?
She was laughing.
Yes!
She was laughing and giving me compliments, which was boosting my confidence. We began walking to her car, and it was all going as I wanted
no,
it
no,
to.
No, no, don't put a but. Don't say but.
Don't say but.
And I was planning on asking for her number before she left.
Don't say
end
but.
End of first paragraph.
Right.
But then it happened.
No. Fucking hell!
No, I knew it was coming. No.
What happened?
On the walk back to her car, and she started talking about her friend. She said she liked my personality and her friend has been single for a while. Since I'm not seeing anyone, she would love to set something up for us.
Oh.
She was trying to set me up with her friend.
Oh.
Imagine that. That's a kick in the bollocks, isn't it? Because she's going, oh.
But it's also a kick in the bollocks.
I've got a friend. She's not been with anyone forever.
It's
no one's going out there. Maybe you would.
It's a kick in the bollocks, but also a little tug at the same time.
Is it? You've got porn on the mind.
Yeah. Fuck. So what happened?
I didn't know how to respond, as not only was this surprising, but also I didn't want to go on this blind date.
But I forget that for a second.
I thought going out with her friend would have ended my chances with her. There was this moment of silence, and I thought I had to say something. In hindsight, not responding at all and keeping my mouth shut would have been a lot better than what I said.
No.
I told her something along the lines of, I don't have problems finding dates myself. So no need setting me up with your friend.
I have plenty of girls who want to go out with me, but I actually wanted to go out with you.
Okay.
Yes.
That's all right.
It sounded elitist and obnoxious.
No, but that isn't always the worst thing when chatting to women in sometimes.
Anyways, after the awkward silence which followed, I eventually said that I need to go back to the office. She said she needed to leave for home too. We parted ways. This happened on Friday. This week, I haven't gone to the bagel place yet, and I'm also going to visit my family for the holidays. I think that's the end of things.
No.
I think he's got to go balls out now. This is it.
It's not fucking over.
It's not over.
This isn't over.
This isn't over. You can still fix this, but you have to leave your ego and all your fears at the door now, bruv. You've got to go to the bagel shop. You've got to walk to her and you've got to say, I'm not interested in anyone else. I fancy you. Please let me take you for, don't say please. Let me take you for a drink. You won't regret it. We'll have a great time. If she says no, if she does say no, then it's over. It is over if you're willing to give up right now, but I think you've come too far down the path for that. We believe in you. You believe in yourself. I can feel it. Go and ask her out. Go in there. No fucking about anymore. Go in there. No pussy about with all, I don't know what to find to say. Go in there and say, me and you, we're going on a date. I think you enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it. This could be the start of something beautiful.
Woo!
I'm pumped. He'll guide you through every storm in your life.
Every storm.
It's not over, mate.
Every time you think there's a storm, right, and you're looking around and then the waves are coming over and your boat fucked and there's a big hole in it and you're like, what am I going to do? I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And you look up and you'll see a little glimmer.
Yeah. It's someone watching the podcast.
On the horizon, yeah. That is the screen of someone's iPhone watching the podcast, getting advice from us, fixing their fucking lives.
Fuck yeah. Anyways.
This isn't over. This isn't the final part. We want a finale. Go and ask her.
Anyways, thanks to everyone for your support, suggestions and interest you've shown. I know you all wanted this to happen as much as I did. But some things are not meant to be. Not all things end happily like in fairy tales. Don't worry, I'll move on and find a new breakfast place. Nah. When I come back next year, hopefully with an employee just as pretty as her, but who is willing to go out with me.
A lot of shoulda, woulda, couldas there for me, my friend. A lot of shoulda, woulda. This ain't over. It's over if you let it be over. Go in there, tell her how you feel. Get the woman!
Do you agree with that, Tambu?
I do agree with that. He does have one final chance.
Because she's aware that there's something there now. She's aware that there's something there. The seed is there. True. She understands your position.
Why is she bringing up the friend though? Why is she doing all that?
Because she may not fancy him.
I think.
Or maybe the feeling wasn't there to start.
Sometimes, sometimes they say that. Sometimes that happens, and they're trying to test in how you feel, and maybe the friend is. It could be up your street as well. You never know. So when I met my missus, I was talking to her mate first.
True.
That's true. You know the story.
Yeah. You say
so
weeks.
So I was talking to a friend first. And then she cried. She walks across.
You've got nothing to lose. Come on now. Come on. One last push. I can see the head.
Come on. Oh my God.
We're giving birth.
That's it for another podcast. We are about to do our sort of end of year review kind of thing with some awards. Thank you for everyone who's offered up some awards. That's going to come out the week after, so don't worry, we're here with you over Christmas. But it won't be as up to date as the other bits and pieces. But yeah, make sure you watch that over the Christmas period. If you don't subscribe on iTunes, then head over to iTunes or whatever your podcast thing is and search One for the Weekend and get behind the podcast there. Check out the One Football app. Link is in the description as well. Like, comment, all that good stuff. We'll see you soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.